All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio. And for our second interview for the program, we're very happy to be having Richard Petkovic from Worlds Collide on our program today. To give you just a bit of background, Worlds Collide is a band of seven artists from seven different cultural backgrounds from the urban jungles of Western Sydney, making contemporary Australian music and connecting with communities across Australia to raise the profile of the power of cross-cultural music. And they're also currently in the process of making a tour across Australia with many gigs and shows. So yeah, good morning, Richard.
Hi, great to be here.
Yeah, so what can you tell us about Worlds Collide? Because from my understanding, according to your press release, you know, this project has a particular kind of focus in terms of like just not just music, but of kind of building kind of connections between different communities and culture. And I guess what can you guys tell us about that and for our listeners?
Well, I suppose the baseline that we come from is that, you know, a few of us work in community cultural development or used to, and that's the process of using art to build community. So having that as a background and being creative people as well, we wanted to, you know, we live and work in a diverse area of Western Sydney, so we wanted to empower, you know, people from different cultural backgrounds to say, hey, we can create contemporary music together and also take the form forward in Australia rather than it just being the normal blues or rock or whatever it is these days. We want to say, hey, you've got Indian tabla or a this or that. Why can't we all play together and create a sound that's unique to this space? So it's about having a place-based sound, basically. So one thing I've created is this tag called the Western Sydney Sound. So, you know, everyone's heard about the Seattle Sound or the Manchester Sound. Why can't we have this, you know, the Western Sydney Sound or the Brunswick Sound or wherever it is? But it's a matter of investing in your community and the locals around you, your local hidden treasures, and creating something new and fresh out of it.
Hmm. And I guess, that sounds quite interesting. And I guess what can you tell us about some of the kind of different cultural backgrounds that I guess almost sort of make up this sort of Western Sydney sound that you're sort of trying to kind of create?
Well, basically, you know, a lot of different cultures, as you mentioned, but one that's really interesting and sort of topical at the moment is Shorak Tulsun, who's a Uyghur. So the Uyghurs are the Muslim minority in China at the moment, who are getting absolutely annihilated there at the moment. So it's really pertinent now that we talk about Shorak and his culture, and he's, you know, he sings song cycles that are 1,000 years old. So, and this culture is being really crushed, and his community is going through large trauma. So, you know, people, you know, from where you are in Melbourne, there's an emerging community of Uyghur community in same in Sydney and a bigger one in Adelaide. We want to bring a voice to them and say, hey, we support you, we love you, we know you're going through trauma, and check out your amazing short at Tulsun and how we've melded into an Australian kind of context.
And I guess what can you give us a bit of kind of information, I guess, you know, for our listeners who might want to attend your tour? What can you tell us about some of the dates and places that you're going to be performing at?
Yeah, we're playing tomorrow night at the Nightcap with the Mighty Black Jesus Experience. They should check them out. We're supporting them, so we're really thankful to them. And then on the 11th and 12th, 11th we're in Geelong and 12th we're in Bar Usul. And, you know, then we continue on to regional New South Wales. We're going to places like Goulburn and Wagga and Wollongong. And coming back for the 26th to Frankston to play the Bantana Festival there. So in and around, you know, Victoria and regional New South Wales over the next month, luckily.
Hmm. And I guess I also want to... I guess I just want to hear about any other kind of comments that you might want to make about, I guess, Worlds Collide, like in terms of like, you know, what are some of the kind of other things that kind of drive this project?
Well, basically, you know, we're all, like I said, we'll have a community context, a community background, the way we work, we're all politically motivated. And so, you know, for instance, our MC, MC Eski, he works in the Ted Knopf's Street University in Mount Druitt. Mount Druitt's a really low socioeconomic area in Sydney, and he works with hip-hop in that region to empower young people. So our lyrics really got that sort of social conscience, political edge to it. We really see that that's really important to all of our messages because it's about empowerment and it's about speaking our truth. So World's Collide's really about that, and it's about groove. We have a great time. We share some culture. I also got Yao Dechi, who's a Ghanaian percussionist, so he brings his chants and his stories into it, and then we mix it all up with some Latin beats and whatnot. But for all of us, we're all, you know, progressively thinking people, and we really want to empower people. So we, you know, we made this music, but really it's about empowerment. It's about saying, hey, there's lots of culturally diverse people in your area. Let's, you know, bring them together. Let's empower them as Australians. We're not the other anymore. And we really want to just go out and build community and, you know, and in a good leftist way, share some love.
Mm. And so you'd think that, you know, with your kind of project, there's kind of like you also see this as, I guess, an opportunity to, I guess, you know, to almost like push, I guess, a political message of standing up against oppression and also of, you know, supporting, you know, the self-determination of all the kind of different sort of cultures that, I guess, on display.
100%. You know, I come from the former Yugoslavia. I was born here, but come from the former Yugoslavia. And that's, you know, a place that's been torn apart by war. So that's, you know, we felt that via our families, and all cultures like the Uyghurs now are going through that. And it doesn't need to be like that. We all have our own sovereignty. We'll have our own culture. Let's respect that. But let's also respect the other person's culture. There is no one way. And that's what we're really all about. We're bringing that together to say, hey, music covers all, you know, all cultures. So let's bring it together and showcase this wonderful thing we call Australia multiculturalism.
Hmm. And I think we can include this interview. And I guess, do you have, I guess, any final comments to make? And I'll also let you know that, I guess, for our listeners and also you, following this, once we finish this interview, we'll play one of your songs, which is which I think is available on Spotify right now, which is titled Freedom.
Yeah, thanks for that. I think it's important to know that you know, we're from the Cultural Arts Collective. That's something that people can follow and be part of and see all the other music acts that we're getting up and about. We've launched a little record label to support that. And that's, again, it's all about self-determination, about social justice and about, you know, the power of music really in a positive light. So that's what we're about, and we hope to see you at some of our shows.
Hmm. Definitely. All right. And just to go kind of repeat, why don't you just repeat the dates that you're going to be performing in Melbourne?
Thank you. We're going to be at the Nightcap on Saturday, the 26th of Feb, then in Geelong Beeves Bar on the 11th, and that's with the Green Left Weekly there. They're supporting us there, the Green Left, sorry. And then on the 12th of Bar Russell, which we're having a cultural, Yushorat's doing a solo cult, you know, Uyghur cultural concert and dinner at 7 o'clock, and then World's Collide are playing free at 10.
Yeah. All right. Well, that all sounds very good. And in fact, yeah, I'll definitely be at the show on March the 12th. So yeah, looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, looking forward to catch up. Thanks for your time, and listeners, keep it rolling, keep the good stuff going.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Thanks, Richard. You're listening to Green Left Radio. And as I said before, following the end of this interview, I will be playing Freedom by World's Collide. All right. So you're listening to Green Left Radio, and we're just interviewing Richard Petkovic from World's Collide, which is a band of seven artists from seven different cultural backgrounds from the urban jungles of Western Sydney, making contemporary Australian music and connecting with communities across Australia to raise the profile of the power of cross-cultural music. Now, as I sort of announced before, we'll get to play a song from them, which is titled Freedom by World's Collide. And hope listeners enjoy. You are listening to Green Left Radio.